there's something in the air. You can tell that March Madness is right around the corner. The number one Spartans in the Big Ten tonight with a huge game against Illinois at the Breslin Center. The voice of the Spartans joining us right now, Will Thiemann. Will, good morning.
Well, good morning. It is. It's a big day for on all kinds of fronts. I mean, Senior Day, which is always a major event at our place after the game. But think about this. It's a chance for Michigan State to claim a piece of a championship on Senior Day. It's also a chance for them to become the first team in the history of Michigan State basketball to win 27 games in a regular season. I mean, it keeps going on and on and on. And it's interesting as you watch the progression of this young group of Spartans. You know, we went through that big, long winning streak when it looked like you could never lose. Then all of a sudden it looked like we lost our mojo. And now all of a sudden we're finding crazy ways to win. But who would have thought you'd go to Northwestern and be down 27 and come back and win?
That was incredible.
Nobody.
No. That was an amazing comeback for Michigan State. We got three seniors that you know aren't going to be back at the Breslin Center. Tum-Tum, Gavin Schilling, and Ben Carter. You've also got some underclassmen that may not be back next year.
Well, you know, you hate to speculate, but odds are Miles Bridges, who surprised a lot by coming back for sophomore year. I mean, he's a first-round pick. You're thinking he might go. And Jaren Jackson, who leads the world in block shots. he's a freshman, and he's picked to go early in the draft. So, you know, the odds are both of those guys would be gone. So that would be five people you lose off this team. And the big thing for Miles Bridges, he came back for a purpose, and he came back to win something, and it wasn't just some games. He wanted to win some titles. Yeah. And so for him, if we win a Big Ten and say, just get crazy and say we make a deep run into the Final Four of the tournament and have a shot at winning the whole thing, I think if he can get what he called unfinished business done, then he's a lock to be gone.
Do you sense something special with this team? I mean, obviously, every team you like to think is special and destined for greatness. But, boy, this team really does seem to have something special, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. And it's a wonderful collection of folks. I mean, these are really good guys. And Izzo's talked all year about how they like each other. But they had to learn. It's sophomores and freshmen. And what they had to learn was you're allowed to be a good guy and have an edge on the floor. And so when Ohio State handed Michigan State its first loss of the year, it was like they were a little tougher. They punched, and we didn't know how to punch back. And so they're learning how this whole thing works. They learn how it is to be the hunted. And now they also understand what it takes to win something important. And, you know, it's interesting. As the season got deeper, coaches got smarter. They listened a little more.
Yeah. It's funny how that happens, isn't it?
Yeah.
That always seems to be the way. That comeback that you mentioned over the weekend against Northwestern was just absolutely incredible. What did it take for them to do that? I mean, they really had to collectively carry each other on their backs, didn't they?
Well, it was kind of interesting. Northwestern's having a lost season for a variety of reasons. And here we're playing for a lot of important things. And then all of a sudden you're down 27 points. They're making every shot they take almost. A lot of it's because we didn't guard anybody. And then you're asking yourself, what's gone wrong? I know at halftime between Dalton Shetler, myself, and Matt Stinginga, the three of us didn't even speak to each other during halftime. We just were staring off into space, trying to figure out what just happened. How can this group of kids that worked so hard let their dreams go away like this? And what happened in the second half was pretty simple. All the crazy shots the Wildcats were making, they weren't making. But more important than that probably was Michigan State found an urgency. They knew they only had so many minutes and you had to score so many points and you had to have so many possessions. So they were hustling from the get-go, but they started playing defense. All of a sudden, Northwestern didn't have open shots. All of a sudden, Northwestern didn't get the offensive rebound. So a lot of it was the Wildcats played the perfect half, and then in the second half, which was as goofy as the first half, Michigan State just absolutely was not going to lose. I mean, think about this, Paul. You got a game where in the first half, Northwestern scored more points against us than any other team we played all year.
Yeah.
In the second half, they scored the fewest points in a half of any team we played all year.
That is just incredible. Yeah, this is a team that could do it for sure. It's going to be an emotional night tonight at the Breslin Center with the Illinois in town. We'll have the broadcast over on 1590 AM beginning at 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock tip-off. Then it's Wisconsin on Sunday. And then next weekend, it's the Big Ten tournament already. It seems like just a couple of weeks ago, Will, we were talking about the start of the Big Ten season.
Yeah, you know, and we've all been saying the same thing. Oh, man, this thing is going so fast. Well, it kind of is because we've condensed our schedule.
Yeah.
And so Illinois, for example, they are playing four games in 8 days.
Wow.
To get all these games in before the tournament. So we moved up everything just so we could get a weekend and book the Garden in New York. And, you know, and for the players, it's going to be kind of a neat thing. But on the other hand, for this conference to absolutely do what it did to this schedule is not right just because somebody wanted to play in Madison Square Garden. I mean, these are college students, but to play four games in 8 days, this isn't the NBA.
That's right.
We've had similar deals. In Indiana, for example, they've had four times this year where they played a guy, like they played us at home, and then a day later they're on the road playing somebody else. They did that four times. And so the schedule this year has been unfair to every team in our league, and I just think the Big Ten office, they've made this league pay a terrible price so they can have their games in New York.
Yeah.
And I hope at the end of the day it's worth it. But you will notice not many coaches complained about the schedule because they were so awful for everybody.
That's true. What good did it do?
Yeah,
exactly. Well, tonight, 7 o'clock at Breslin, it's going to be a fun night, an emotional night, like we said. But we'll be listening starting 6 o'clock tonight, Will. We always appreciate your time, and we'll look forward to tonight's game.
Well, cross your fingers. It could be a magic night.
Could be. We shall see. We'll take care.
Yeah,
all right.
Take care.
Bye-bye.